Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dr. Bob Onder, a state senator, is on his way to Jeff City this morning. Heard our conversation and wanted to chime in on this. Bob, good morning.
Good morning, Mark. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you for giving us a few minutes today.
Oh, yeah, you're very welcome. You're very welcome.
So you're an allergist. What is your take on the threat here from this coronavirus?
So, yeah, I think, you know, the biggest message is we really don't know. We're dealing with the Chinese. We do know that there have been 2,000 reported cases in China that they are telling us about. But more alarmingly, there are 5 cases confirmed in the United States. Now, public health authorities in California are isolating and then tracing contacts of those cases. So they're doing what should be done. But really, there's a lot we don't know about the coronavirus. We do know that it is respiratory. So I think Denise was talking about people eating bats. I don't think that's how it's transmitted. And interestingly, unlike a lot of respiratory viruses, where the real reservoir, the petri dishes, are our kids, it seems this is more of a disease of middle-aged to older people. So I think the biggest takeaway is we don't know. It's my understanding from the folks at the NIH that the Chinese are being a little more transparent about information than they were in the SARS epidemic in 2001 and 2002. But at this point, until we have some of our folks from the CDC in the ground analyzing the data in China, we really won't know.
Yeah, the SARS, I can't remember how big the SARS outbreak got. What I pointed out earlier, Bob, is that you got to know they're working on a vaccine for this thing. That just takes a while, right?
It really does. Yeah, right now, the SARS, was very big in China. I don't remember the exact numbers. It never got really big in the United States. But, yeah, it's my understanding that a vaccine, phase 1 trial of vaccine, and that's just where you give it to patients and measure their antibody responses, take their blood. Phase 1 is at least 3 months away. So an actual vaccine in production where there's enough quantity to really protect a lot of people, that's got to be at least a year away, if not longer.
Wow. And then that in and of itself is a little frightening, that's for sure. So
So at this point, we don't know whether it's going to be a zombie apocalypse like Denise predicted or whether it's going to be a lot of nothing. But it is with 2,000 confirmed cases in China, It's nothing to dismiss lightly.
Yeah, well, certainly we appreciate your medical opinion on that. And have a safe drive to Jeff City today.